Biologists in Yellowstone National Park have had an unprecedented opportunity to study wolves over the last 12 years. They've looked at everything from what wolves prefer to eat to why wolves kill big prey such as bison. But one topic they haven't studied much is how a typical wolf pack works. Doug Smith is a biologist with the Yellowstone's Wolf Recovery Program. He says they now understand healthy wolf packs need lots of older, skilled members in order to hunt natural prey.
They're very good at it. They have a lot of teamwork. They switch back and forth about who's doing what job.
In fact, studies have shown it takes 3 to 4 skilled adults to kill an elk. It takes even more wolves to kill a bison. Packs in Yellowstone are naturally filled with large numbers of adults. But in places where wolves are hunted by humans, skilled adults are in short supply. Smith says the lack of skilled wolves in a pack could mean they'd be more likely to go after easier prey, including livestock.
If they don't have that experienced age structure in the pack, they make do. And so you will have probably inexperienced killers out there, and inexperienced killers are going to look for easy prey. The elders of the pack, if there's only 2 or 3 of you, are much more likely going to go after a sheep or a cow than if there's 7 or 8 of you.
These concerns could become real when the gray wolf is taken off the endangered species list in the northern Rockies. The states of Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming will take over management. Suzanne Stone with the Defenders of Wildlife in Idaho says hundreds of wolves could be killed as part of state management plans.
And they're talking about killing now 500, 600 wolves after delisting. You don't manage any population of wildlife like that. The delisting plan, as it's written right now, is just a recipe for failure.
Stone says the gray wolves were protected to build healthy populations, and how a wolf pack works should be part of that consideration. But the government is focused on how sport hunting affects just wolf numbers. Ed Bangs is a wolf recovery coordinator with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He says that hunting won't threaten the wolves.
One thing that does happen everywhere in the world that wolves and people overlap is that people kill wolves. And the answer is yes, that does have an effect on wolf pack structure, and it certainly never endangers wolf populations.
So it's hard for conservationists to convince officials that the sport hunting of wolves could change how wolf packs work and even lead to more livestock conflicts. Biologist Doug Smith says that's because the decision to delist the wolves is based purely on numbers.
Delisting is entirely numbers. Some conservation biologists have made the argument that delisting should not occur until the endangered species is integrated back within the ecosystem and functioning as a member of that ecosystem. That is not how delisting occurs now for the Fish and Wildlife Service. It's, do we have enough?
Many conservationists and activists will soon be arguing that killing 500 to 600 wolves leaves too few. They'll likely file lawsuits stressing that the importance of healthy wolf packs should be considered before hunting is allowed. Ed Bangs with the Fish and Wildlife Service says he's confident the agency has followed the law. He says they'll meet the requirements of the Endangered Species Act by delisting the wolves and handing management over to the states.
My deal with the Fish and Wildlife Service is, what is the purpose of the act as it's currently written by Congress? Have we met those conditions for wolves? And the answer is clearly yes. And therefore, we're supposed to delist them. If people want the act to say something different, they need to talk to their elected officials, not to the Fish and Wildlife Service.
But the wolves' defenders will argue the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, as well as the states, need to understand how the wolf packs work before declaring open season on the wolf. For the Environment Report, I'm Kinna Oman.